Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud Aleph Li'ilui Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So the Rechavim were invited to the Beis HaMikdash for a shadowy purpose that they did not know in advance. And they come there, and Yirmiyahu sits them down at a table with a whole lot of wine poured in front of them. And he says, drink. And they say, we're sorry, but we have a commandment from Yonadab ben Rechav, our family patriarch, that we will not drink wine, we will not live in houses, we will not own and plant fields and vineyards. We're doing what we were commanded to do. Yidala vayhi ba'los Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel el ha'aretz. And at the time that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded the land, Vanomer, and we said, and remember, at the time of Yehoyakim, it's still a couple of decades before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, 11 years of Tzidkiyahu, a couple of years of the other kings, maybe 15 years for the Churban, but Nebuchadnezzar invaded early and took Yehoyakim took them captive. So when Nebuchadnezzar came and invaded Eretz Yisrael, Vanomer, Bo Venavo Yerushalayim, we said, let's go to Yerushalayim, Mipnei Chel HaKastim, to escape from the armies of the Babylonians, Mipnei Chel Aram, and the armies of Aram, Vaneshev Yerushalayim. And so, we settled in Yerushalayim. Why were they in a house in Yerushalayim, where Yirmiyahu sent them word to invite them? That's the answer. We came to Yerushalayim because although we kept all of the rules that we were told, but when the Kastim invaded, it was we were unable to fulfill that commandment of living out in the fields all alone, isolated and vulnerable in front of the massive invading armies. So that's why back in Pasuk Beis it said, "V'halochel beis ha-rechavim," go to the house of the rechavim. Why are they in a house? They're in a house because what were they supposed to do? The idea was that they should live long lives, and if they're exposed to enemy armies, they're not going to live long lives. So we suspended the commandment and came here. Yedbeis vayhidvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu lemor, and Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu and said, Ko Omar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. This is what God, the God of Israel, says, the Lord of Hosts. Halokh ve'amar tol ish Yehuda liyosh Yerushalayim. Go and tell the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim here in the time of Yehoyakim, sometime before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Halo sikhu musar l'shmo el devarayin um Hashem. Why do you not take instruction? Why do you not take musar? Why do you not take rebuke to listen to my words, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why don't you understand something that is self-explanatory, says the Me'am Lois? It's so clear. Yadalad hu kames divrei Yehonadav ben Rechav asher tzivaz bonav. Behold, the words of Yehonadav ben Rechav have been fulfilled. Hu kam, they have been upheld. Who commanded his sons, little tishasos yayin, that they shouldn't drink wine. Lo shasu ad hayom hazeh, and they didn't drink wine until today. They obeyed their father's wishes, the commandment of their father. The comparison to Klal Yisrael as a whole is even worse. Now, he mentioned the commandment not to drink wine. He didn't mention owning houses or fields, because then the people could object, well, but they were in a house. You know, what do you want to do? And they don't have fields because they don't have any nachla in the land because they are descended from Gerim. But the not drinking wine, that they can't argue with. That this is a tremendously committed family that is going to do what they were commanded by their forefathers. And I have spoken to you, Hashkem, in the morning, Vidaber, and in the evening, and you didn't listen to me. So how come they listen to their forefather and you disobey and you refuse to obey and you refuse to listen? The great actions of Yonadav ben Rechav stand in stark contrast to the declining morals of the majority of the people of Yehuda. Rabbi Breuer says about this entire episode, the prophet could not have drawn this appalling picture of moral decline without a wistful recollection of a small group of men who, in the midst of general corruption, kept their own purity and morality intact, and whose lives he perceived in striking contrast to the events of his time. The first recollection that comes to mind is this unforgettable scene which occurred many years earlier during the disastrous reign of King Yehoyakim, a scene which still had a powerful impact on the present, which we mentioned in the previous parak, when the slaves are freed and then re-enslaved. This incident of the Rechavim took place at a time of general corruption and alienation from God. Just one more appalling instance where the Beis HaMikdash sees another episode of Chilul Hashem that we have in our time of the Churban, when the people re-enslaved people. But it was important to remember at one time the Beis HaMikdash witnessed a Kiddush Hashem by the Rechavim. And it took place among all of the princes, cups filled with wine from chalices, but they refused because they saw betraying their father, while the majority of the people didn't mind betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including their king, Yehoyakim.